But if that's the reason why you're living, you know, if you're asking the Lord to bless you for your own selfish gain and you don't want to use that to bring praise, honor, and glory to Him, then you need to ask the question, is this a sinful desire? Is this something that I'm asking for the gain of myself at the expense of the Lord? Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. In today's video, we're answering another user-submitted question. Let's get right into the question. The question is kind of written with a little bit of broken English, so I'm just going to read it verbatim here, and then we'll get into our answer. What does the Bible say about fleshly desire? Does every material desire and worldly success is called fleshly desire? Can I pray to God for material desire and worldly success like good job, promotion, and health? This is an excellent question, and I know there's about two additional ones that are in here, but they all kind of revolve around, you know, what does the Bible say fleshly desire is, and is it bad if I'm seeking to have good things happen to me? I think, of course, this answer is always important to preface it with. It's very, very important to study the entirety of Scripture. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I often go back here because it gives us, the believer living in this age of grace, it gives us a proper understanding of what the Old Testament functions for. Of course, there's prophecy that we can look at and see how Jesus fulfilled prophecy that was prophesied, you know, hundreds of years before he came, and all these different things to outline that. But I think also, primarily, the Old Testament is an example for us. We're supposed to look at what these men and women chose to do or what they didn't do, and they're supposed to be an example for us. Do that. That's a good thing. You should avoid things like that. That's not a good thing. When it comes to fleshly desire, we can see all throughout Scripture what fleshly desire is. But in 1 John chapter 2, in verses 15, 16, and 17, we have a really, really, really good picture that's painted. 1 John 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Now, it's important to understand that 1 John is written to believers, and it is encouraging them to continue in good fellowship. As a matter of fact, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4 says about our joy being full. That's the purpose of 1 John. It's not a litmus test for our salvation, but we do need to understand the people in context here are believers. But it's important to see in verse 16 what it says about the lust of the flesh. And it gives that word twice, lust, lust. And if we were to look at Thayer's definition for the word lust, we would come across this. It means to desire, crave, long, desire for what is forbidden or lust. Now, when we go and answer this question, we have to really ask one question before it. And that is what I'm seeking to do going against what God has instructed? Are there things in this, in the accomplishment of this desire that I have, that will not bring praise, honor, and glory to the Lord? Well, we have to be able to answer that question before we can go further. Don't forget, if this is your first time here at the channel or whether you've been here before, make sure to hit that red subscribe button and the notification bell so every time that we post new content, you are notified. It's such a wonderful way to keep you in the loop. Also, make sure that you like, comment, and share this video so that it reaches more and more people in the YouTube algorithm. We've also started a Bible Line exclusive called Real Talk that is uploaded weekly on all of our podcast platforms. Be sure to check that out. The link will be in the description. Also, if you have a question about the Bible that you'd like to get answered, send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. That's questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. And we will do our best to get you a written answer and maybe even make a video just like today's. Let's get back to today's answer. So we're asking that question, is it going to bring praise, honor, and glory to the Lord? And herein lies the difference. The need for something, you know, like material success. Do we need to have material success? I think you do, right? I'm working in a job right now. I want to have success. But that want for success does not outweigh my desire to satisfy the Lord. So I want to make sure the things that I'm doing are being driven in that vein. Can it get hairy? Absolutely. It definitely can get a little hairy and complicated. So this is kind of the three rules that I use. And before I give you these three rules, I always think it's important. I don't want you to take my answer here and then blanket apply it to your life. The answer that I'm giving you today is the result of the years of study that I've put into the scripture, the concepts that I see overarching. I can't necessarily give you one or two verses and say, that's it. There's some things doctrinally we can do there. But overarching principles like this, it comes from a full application of the scripture. What do I see in full books? What do I see in issues that have been addressed? That's where I get these three little guidance points from here. I ask this question, does what I desire bring praise, honor, and glory to the Lord? If the answer is yes, and it can be backed up with examples or illustrations from the Bible, then I'm going to pray about it and go forward with those things. If it's no, and I can clearly see some examples or maybe even specific verses that go against this desire that I have, then I know that it's probably not from God and I shouldn't pursue it. And if it's a, I don't know, maybe, it could be, it could not be, then I go down a different road. The next question I ask is, if I were to fulfill this desire, is it going to cause one of my brothers or sisters in Christ to stumble? Is this going to be something that makes it harder for them to serve the Lord because of these decisions that I've made? If the answer there is clearly yes, then we should avoid that. 1 Corinthians 6, 7, and 8 talks all about not being a stumbling block. And if the answer is no, then I need to make a decision for myself that I believe I'll be accountable to the Lord for. More often than not, when I'm in that gray area and it's not going to be a stumbling block and I'm just not sure, I table it. I don't go forward with it. But when it's coming to desires like, man, I want Calvary Community Church to succeed. And the person who wrote in the questions like, well, is it bad to pray for a good job, promotion, and health? No, I don't think those things are bad. But if that's the reason why you're living, you know, if you're asking the Lord to bless you for your own selfish gain and you don't want to use that to bring praise, honor, and glory to Him, then you need to ask the question, is this a sinful desire? Is this something that I'm asking for the gain of myself at the expense of the Lord? These are just difficult, but I wanted to make sure that we answered your question because it is important. We need to build filters in our lives. We need to look at things and say, what does the Bible say? And I just want to close with this. I'm simply trying to make things a little bit clearer for you, but the best source of clarity is the truth. And that is found within God's word. So I want to encourage you, the one who wrote in the question, and also maybe you who are watching the video and you have some questions, or maybe this answered a part of what you were looking for, to never stop studying the Word of God. Never stop asking God for that clarity. Those who have put their faith in Christ have the Holy Spirit. They're sealed into the day of redemption, but also a part of that wonderful blessing of the Holy Spirit is the ability to understand the Word of God. One of the reasons why I think a lot of false teachers get the scriptures wrong so often is because they don't have the Holy Spirit to help them discern. One of the great portions of scripture is that you don't need a man to teach you. You have the Holy Spirit. You don't really need me. You're supposed to trust in the word. Anyway, I hope that gives you an answer to your question. Pray about it. Soak those things through the word. And of course, I'm here to pray for you too. If you have any questions that you'd like an answer to, send them to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We'll be more than happy to get you an answer. Until then, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.